You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. The sermon today is called The Holy Becoming. The Holy Becoming. It's part of our sermon series called The Holy, a Pentecost Experience, as we're in the middle of the season of Pentecost in the Christian calendar. And I hope as you heard these words today, you hear that sense of the Holy Becoming in our lives. Because friends, you and I find ourselves groaning, just as the text talks about. You and I find ourselves in places and situations of pain, anxiety, depression, hurt, addiction. We find ourselves in places of broken relationships. We find ourselves broken in our ability to perform in our careers, in our jobs, and in our ways of surviving and thriving in the world. We find ourselves groaning because, oh, it hurts. Life is not fair. Life is hard. Life often feels like dying. And for it to become something other than that, we must have a larger hope, a larger story, a larger sense of identity of who you and I are, and that you and I have been put here on this earth for a reason, for a purpose, that you and I can, will, should live a life of significance and goodness. Because if we don't believe that, if we don't have faith that that's why God has you and I here, then guess what, friend? It's just the groans. It's just the pain. It's just the hardship and the hurdles, all the walls you and I run up against in life. It is just the anxieties and the addictions. It is just relationships that don't seem to work out because you and I aren't working out in our lives. But if indeed I believe and so I speak, then all of a sudden faith comes rushing in. The holy encounters the profane. The sacred encounters the common. The goodness encounters that which is not good. You and me. That's the heart of this. That's the crux of that. That's where these two things come in their full tension with one another, is you and me, the sacred and the profane, the good and the holy and the common, everyday experience of you and me as human beings. You and I are in process. Two processes are happening all at the same time for those of us who choose to believe, have faith, and have hope. One, like every single person on the planet, you and I are dying. You and I are wasting away. You and I are going towards our end. Our train is going down the tracks, and it ends at a certain point. When we believe, though, there's a second process that the text talks about here. There's a second thing that is taking place, that you and I are becoming, that you and I are being renewed day by day, that God is working inside of these souls of ours. And even though our bodies are wasting away, our souls are becoming the very being that God designed us to be. So these two things are in tension with one another. We're wasting away and we're being renewed. We're falling apart and we're evolving. We're all messed up and moving towards the trash heap, and yet eternity is rising inside of our souls, and eternal glory is there if we will but believe. And then the becoming happens. Rather than just wasting away, we are being renewed in the faith, in the belief, in the hope, in the grace, in the tension of these two things happening. Are you and I right here, right now, in the present, choosing whether we encounter the holy, whether we encounter the sacred? You and I have a choice. In any moment, we can look at it and go, it's just hardship, it's all in the garbage heap, it's all a mess, or God is using this experience to make me become the very being that God designed me to be. Which will you choose? Which will be your mindset? Which will be your worldview? Which will be your meta-narrative for life? Because friends, that's what we encounter out in the world. When we go out, we find there's two kinds of people. There's people who are just like, life, it's a mess. And then the second kind of people go, something's happening today. This is leading somewhere. There's hope. There's goodness. There's healing. There's love. There's grace. There's more to it than just the circumstances of pain and of hurt and of hardship. But you and I must choose. You and I must make that decision. You and I must decide whether we believe. And if we believe, then we speak. Amen.